Today's Daf Vavasra, Daf Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Mabez, three lines from the bottom. Yesterday, we talked all about Mikvaos and Shemitah and Machshirin, a couple of Mishnayos topics that we don't usually get to discuss, and now we're back to Gemara Sugya. So three lines from the bottom. Shalach Lei Rav Nechemya, Breder of Yosef, L'Rabba, Breder of Hunazuti, L'Na Harda. So Rav Nechemya, the son of Rav Yosef, sent to Rabba, the son of Rav Huna the Small, Rav Huna Zute, in Nahar Da, that's where he was. He sent him. Still talking about items, are they considered mechubar, are they considered attached to the house, or to the ground, or not attached to the ground. And remember, the Gemara said, which seems to be maskana, an important fact, you can't compare anything to our cases here in Bava Basra. Because our cases here in Bava Basra, whether when you sell a house, what's included, whether you sell a mill, what's included, that's a different, because that's all about what people think. That's all about umdana. That cannot be compared to any of the other cases of mechubar and tosh. So says the Gemara, ki asya hach, I have to sneeze, I'm sorry, ki asya hach itzel kamach. So send Rav Nechemya this message, when such a woman comes in front of you, ki asya hach itzel kamach, agve iser nichsi, afilu meitz terobli derechayim. Give the woman a tenth of the nechasim, even from the it's terobel. That's what we're talking about, this terobel of the mill. What does that mean? So we know there is a takana drabanan, a special takana that Chazal instituted. If a father dies and he still has daughters, so the brothers that get the Yerusha have to give a certain amount of money as a dowry for the daughter when she gets married. So A, they Bezdin has to either figure out how much the father would have wanted to give if they could estimate his das. If they can't, so then the takana was one-tenth of the nechassim. Iser nechsi. One-tenth of the nechassim, that's enough. That's what the Rashbam quotes here from the Mishnah in Maseches Ksuvos, about the sixth skinny line. V'kayim alam b'ksuvos, daf samaches, l'parnasa, this is what parnasa means. Parnasa means this dowry that the brothers have to give to the sister. Shaman v'av, you estimate how much the father would have wanted to give. V'heicha dein yodin daito, and if you don't know his das, how much he would have wanted to give. No, tell us iser nechassim. She gets to take iser nechassim, a tenth of the nechassim. But there's another limit to the takana. Umi mekarkoi velo mi metaltuli. She gets karka, one-tenth paid in karka, not one-tenth paid in metaltulin. So that's the message that Rav Nechemya sent to Rav Huna Zute in Harda. When you give this woman the dowry, so give her even from this drobel, meaning that's considered karka, that's considered mechubar, and therefore you could give to her from that area. A couple of machlokos related to this takana of Iser Nechasim. Number one is machlokos between the Rambam and the Rush. Does this apply even to a bogeres? Was this takana even if a woman already was a bogeres when her father died? So the Rambam says yes. The Rambam says it even applies to Bogeret. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Chaf, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Bagra Va'ota Bebesaviha, if she is a Bogeret and she's still in her father's house. Bogeret, remember, Ketana is up until 12, Nara is 12 to 12 and a half, and then Bogeret is 12 and a half and up. So says the Mish, says the Rambam, Bagra Va'ota Bebesaviha, Bein She Bagra Acharmoso, Bein Shehi Nicha Bogeret. Even if she was a Bogeret when the father died, the brothers still have to give her mizonos. They have to give her mizonos until she gets married, and they have to give her the Iser Nechasim at the time of her marriage, give her the property. That is the Rambam. But if you look at the Rush, in the Maseches Ksuvos, the Rush argues. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, in Vav Yudalid, Matsasi Kasuv B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Rush, I found in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, Hada Amrinan De Bogeres Lo Hifsi De Iser Nechasim. When does it say the statement in the Gemara that a Bogeres also gets Iser Nechasim, also gets the special dowry, the takana, hani mili hecha de bagra achar misa sa'av. That's only if at the time the father died she was not a bogeres yet. So then you could say the father wasn't supposed to have taken care of her already. She wasn't a bogeres yet, so we take care of her. Because it wasn't that the father showed his hand that he wasn't going to give this girl a dowry. Aval im bagra b'chai ha'av, but if she became a bogeres b'chai ha'av, meaning she was already a bogeres during the father's lifetime, ein ha'achin chayavin lasiya. The brothers do not have the responsibility to marry her off and give her the dowry. Again, this is Bisman HaTalmud and Bisman earlier times. Again, nowadays, many of these halachas are different. Rav Moshe has a tshuva already about the Gemara in Maseches Ksubos, which talks about how much does a father have to support his child. And Rav Moshe says all the ages are much later Bisman HaZeh, because people stay in the house much longer, and people are not self-sufficient, people are in school for many years longer. So Moshe says many of the ages of the Gemara have to be modified to modern-day practice. So we always have to keep that in mind whenever we have these types of halachas. So says the Rush, though continuing, but if she became a Bogeres during the father's lifetime, the brothers do not have to give her this. Why? Shelo tiknu isur nechasim elo lemisha meis v'hiniach banos ketanos. When is there this takan of isur nechasim? Only if the father leaves ketanos. He doesn't talk about naros. Ketanos. Delishna dahabanos. Ketanos mashma. When it says banos, daughters usually mean ketanos. V'tiknu lahem ibnei. Why? What is the reason for the takana? Mibnei sha'amdu chachamim das ha'av. The fathers estimated what the father would want. She'ein rotze lahashos bebeso bito bogeres. The father wouldn't want this girl not to have a dowry. The father would want this girl to get married, and therefore he would put up a big dowry so that many would want to marry her. But this girl, Kivan Shebagra Bachayahav, since she became a Bogeres during the father's lifetime, Kiva de Ishtihi. Since one there was a delay and the father did not give a damn, it must be the father's not so worried about her. Must be that maybe she's a great girl and she doesn't need the money, whatever the case may be. And therefore, the Rush says there was no such takana. The brothers could give if they want, but there was no specific takana related. Hilkach emes ha'ish v'niach bas ketana. So if she was a ketana when the father died, afal pi shebagra, even if she was bagra afterwards, osu niseis v'lo michta, lo efsida isu nechasim, tefar zachsa miyak shemes aviyah, lefichach lo efsida acharkach. Avalim bagra b'chaya viho, afal pisha nizonis menach, and even though she gets mizonos every day, v'yavagav demechoy miyad kishemesa viho, and even though she screams right when her father dies, I want my tenth, ein la iser nechasim klal. That is the Rush of the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rush ends off and says, I like it. Umistaver hachi. I think that makes sense, says the Rush now. Why? Tchi hechi dlo tiknu mizonos, just like if the girl became a bogeres b'chayavia, there's no mizonos. Afilu narish bagra of the mizonos seha who adin bagra b'chayavia in la parnasa. The Rush says I compare the chiv of mizonos, the chiv of giving her food every day, and the chiv of parnasa, the chiv of giving her a dowry once she gets married. So this is the Rush quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Ur Samech on the Rambam. Says the Meir Simcha. I think the Rambam's right. Kedarka Bakodesh. So he wrote the Ur Samech. Right, the Ur Samech, he quotes the Rambam. He quotes the Rush here against the Rambam in Chav Yud Gimel. And he says, V'lo Mistavra. He says, what does the Rush say? I think it's Mistaver, because just like Mizono, so too Parnasa. So it says the Ur Samech. He says, V'lo Mistavra. I don't think it's so Mistaver. Why? Del shiny Mazon Banos, the Tanaik Subahave. As we're going to see, the mizonos, all tanai ksuba, are different than other takanas. All tanai ksuba go together. So parnasa is not one of the tanai ksuba. Mizonos is. So therefore, says the Ur Samech, who said they have to go together? Just because the girl loses her mizonos when she becomes a bogeres, b'chaya viha, doesn't mean that she should lose the parnasa. Lochelo tiknu chachamim, mitaris tanai ksuba, kuba bogeres mizonos. Avol parnasa, de b'chay da'av, ksiva, chunashim usnu anashim echulu amdina daiti daav atu bogeres lo nichali lasia. Just because she's 12 and a half years old, the father wouldn't want her to get married, right? So you can't say this. It says Dar Sameach. I think the Rambam is right. Okay, either way, that is machlokas number one to talk about. Does this takana of Isur Nechasim that we have here, does it apply even if she's a bogeres when the father died? That's the Rambam, or only if she is a ketana? That is the Rambam versus the Rush with the Ur Samech. Next point, the Rashbam here notes where the Rashbam says it. The Rashbam says that this takana applies even bizman hazeh. Right, where is that Rashbam? Let me just find it. Here, in the next Dibra Maschel, Afilu meets Terobli. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that we hold like this point, that is, Terobli is considered Mechuba Lakarka, and therefore, as the message was, give her from this Terobli, because that is considered Mechubar, and this Isur Nechasim is only given from Karka. And then the Rashbam adds, about 15 lines down in the skinny lines, V'afilu bizman hazeh. This halacha applies even bizman hazeh, that Isur Nechasim only goes mi karka. To habehedya pasak rava, beperak matzias ha'isha, hilchazam im karkoi, v'lo im metaltali, bein l'ksuba, bein l'mizone, bein l'parnasa. Whether for payment of a woman's ksuba, or mizonas or parnasa, that is only from karka even bizman hazeh. What's the chiddush? The following. Even though we know there was a takana of the Gaonim after the Gemara, if you read the Gemara, all these are only paid from karka, even Ksubas Isha. But we know that the Gaonim already made a takana, says the Rashbam, that a woman could collect her Ksuba even from Metaltalin, right, from the orphans, which is against the Gemara, but the takana is Gaonim that you're allowed to. Govim gam mizone afilu mi Metaltalin, and also Mizonos is also from Metaltalin. Dokai matai Ksuba kiksuba dami. So Mizonos and Ksuba are all even Metaltalin bizman hazeh. Hani mili b'ksuba mizone. That's only for Ksuba and Mizonos. Avala parnasa. But this din of dowry that the brothers have to give is not one of the Tanaik Suba, just like Yerusha Meyachshah said. And therefore, Hilkach bimkoma omedes. Umi mimakarkoi gavya, v'lomi mitaltuli. It's even bizman hazedes gemara, parnasa, the dowry is only given from karka and not metaltolin. If you look in the Rambam says in three places, he quotes the stakhan of the Gaonim, that you have metaltolin nowadays, and even metaltolin nowadays, not just karka. The first Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, by the case of Ksuba. The Rambam writes in Perek Tezayin, Halacha Zayin, Tezayin Zayin, Tiknu ha-ga'onim b'chol ha-yeshivas. There were yeshivas in the time of the Rambam. Tiknu ha-ga'onim b'chol ha-yeshivas. She'tia ha-isha gobek subasa acharei mos baila. Even though we usually say metaltli diyasmi lo mishtabdi, but by for a ksuba, says the Rambam it's mishtabdi. That was the takana. Kiderech shehiskinu lebalchov ligvos mina metaltlin. Just like balchov, even though meikir adin at the time of the Gemara metaltli miyasmi mishtabdi lebalchov, the problem was that everybody had metaltlin. Many people didn't have so many lands in those days. So what? Right when the father dies, none of his loans are collectible anymore, and the woman cannot collect a ksuba anymore. So the Gaonim said, no, you have to change it based on hefker bezin hefker, based on whatever power they had. They said that a woman can collect her ksuba even from a taltlim. Upashta takana zubar over Yisrael, and this takana spread right throughout all of Israel. Says that goes to Monios, Avol Rabbeinu Tam Haya Omer Ki Ein Srichon LaTakana Zagaonim Lini Ksuba. He says, by the way, you don't even need the takana for ksuba, says Rabbeinu Tam. Da anan metaltli agav mi mekarkoi makninon. You don't even need the takana, Rabbeinu Tam said, because you give it agav, a little bit of karka. V'yahani maite kasvinen b'ksuba, nechasem de'is lahon achrayis, u'delas lahon achrayis. We know this from a chuppah. Kulon yu achron varvoin, delokas makto, likbos v'na metaltlin amhein ba'en. Says Rabbeinu Tam, I agree, but you just don't even need the takana of the Gaonim. That's Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Malve Velove. Kvar tiknu ga'onim, malve velove perak yud aleph, halacha yud aleph. Kvar tiknu ga'onim, ha'achronim, the later ga'onim, kulam, sheyu balchov gove metaltalim in hayarshim, v'chein danin Yisrael b'chol bezdin sheba'olam. The Rambam is emphasizing the fact that this takana was dispashate. So he says it by balchov, he says it by ksuba. One more, says the Rambam in Hilchos, Nizke Mamon, by Nizikin. We know Nizikin, Meikar Adin, first Mishnah in Baba Kama, are supposed to collect from Idis, from the best land property. Right, Meikar Adin, the Gemara says that three different levels, Nizik collects from the best property, the Balchov collects from the middle, the Beinunis, and the Ksubasisha collects from Ziburis, first Parak in Baba Kama. But the Hilchos Nizke Mamon, the Rambam says, Kfar Tiknu Agaonim, Ligvos Balchov Min HaMetaltalin, Upashat Takanazu B'chol Batedinim. So too, if somebody damages and then dies, adma mazik or nizke mamo, so again, the yisomim, the nizak could collect from the yisomim, even from metaltalin. So the Rambam quotes that idea by all three. Interesting, he does not quote it about parnasa. Right, so it seems to be that he agrees with our Rashbam, that he quotes it by Balchov, he quotes it by Nezek, and he quotes it by Ksubas Isha, that Bizman, like Bizman Hazeh, Rahman al-Islam Bizman Hazeh, let's say a woman has to collect the Ksuba, Almana, Grusha, so she could collect it for money. Right? Afilu biglima dal kaspoi, we say in the Ksuba, even from the shirt off my back, is Meshubit. So that is the Rambam. Who argues with this? Tosfos. Tosfos Ksubas.
Tosfos
on Daf Samach Aleph Samach Vav. No, I'm sorry. Nun Aleph. Call you the Tosfos. Tosfos says yes. Nun Aleph. Where this is quoted. Mi Makarkoi below Mi Metaltali. Says Tosfos. Venire de Bizman Azeh de Kulu Gavi Mi Metaltali. Ksuba Umizonos Bitakanes Agaonim Uparnosanami. Anan Sadi, also this money given to the dowry. It's clear, it's Anan Sadi. Shekol b'nei Adam regilin lahasi b'no seyami matatali. V'choshiv kamo ba'amidna depasak rava kari. Says Tosfos, it's clear. That's what the father had in mind. He didn't want to just give land, he wanted to give matatlin. So Tosfos is against the Rashbam, and maybe the Rambam as well, regarding this halacha. What about Bizman Hazeh? One final point. Right, we said three machlokas related to this Isur Nechasim. Number one, that was the first machlokas. What about Bogeris? Number two, was this machlokas? What about Bizman Hazeh? Number three is also a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Dachron and the Stifler and others talk about the lumdus behind this. We say this Isur Nechasim is only payable from Karka, one-tenth, Me'ikar Adin. How do we figure out the one-tenth? Do we add up all of the Yerusha and then get one-tenth but just pay it in land? Or do you only take one-tenth of the land? You only evaluate that part of the Yerushas. That also is a machlokas between the Rush. The Rush says it's one-tenth of all the Nechasim, while the Rambam says, no, you just take the Karka and you take one-tenth of the Karka. So that's also a machlokas discussion. What exactly is the lumdus behind that? But that's three machlokas related to this first line of the Gemara. Weiter, second line of the Gemara. That's where a lot of the action was. Amar Rav Ashi, ki avinan bei Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi says, when I was in the Rav Kahana's yeshiva, magvinan afilu me amla debesi. Right, again, we're talking about Isur Nechasim, that only karka is paid, according to the Dita de Gemara. So Rav Ashi said, when I was by Rav Kahana, they even gave a woman a tenth of the Nechasim from the renter's payment. The renter's payment, her father had a rental, and the brothers are collecting rental payments. So that also is enough connected to the ground. It's paying for schirus, so that also is considered karka, and therefore the daughter gets a one-tenth of that in her marriage. Right? The Rashbam says in the second line, schar mi mekarkoi, chashiv mi karkoi. Right? The rental for land, for a house, is considered like that. That's Rashbam. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Me'amal debesi v'im tomer." Tosfos says, "One minute. Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? What exactly is the case that we're talking about that this is going to be considered karka? I kfar ba haschiris liyad ha'achin. If the brothers already collected the payment, so then imkein metasli ninu v'lokavi minayu. That's pure money. They already have the money in their hands. That's pure money. So how is that considered karka? V'i asa la'ash me'inan, she'yecholo la'has kilo tzarech nedunyasa. And if you want to say no, the point is that right now, if the brothers have a piece of land, they could rent it out and collect money for it, and that's considered karka, then pshita, tafil limkar yecholo. That's obvious, because she can even sell the land. Any money that comes from this land from now on, we kind of labah, surely it's considered karka, so we manavshach, if they already collected it, so that it's considered matatlin. If they didn't collect it yet, and they didn't even make any arrangements yet, so then it's obviously considered karka. So then, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? So the Yishlobar says, Tosfos, a middle. Kegon shehizkiru habayis l'shana. The brothers rented out the house for a year. The kfar avar chatzi hazman. And half the time already went. There were 6 months already passed. The Kamash Milan and the Chiddush is that even the money that was for the past 6 months, but they didn't collect it yet, that's considered karka. Dafilu schiris mizan sha'avar, titol she could collect, the ena schiris bishtalemes el labasof, volotamilu metaltalin. Even though the payment was already arranged beforehand, but because it was not collected yet, so that's considered enough, it's still in this karka, and therefore once it's collected, ain't schiris el labasof, really it's only collectible at the end, that is all considered karka, and she could get one-tenth of that. That is the chiddush, says the Tosfos of Rav Ashi. The Ritva just notes, like other Rishonim note, that they say, it's interesting, Tosfos has a chiddush that his kiru habayis, that even if the brothers themselves rented it out, maybe you would say that you need the father to have rented it out, his kir. So that's how some Rishonim argue on Tosfos, that no matter what, if the brothers rented out, that's all considered, that would not be the case of the Gemara, it has to be his kir. Okay, right, next Mishnah. Masnison Hamocher Esachatzer. So we spoke about what's included in a house sale, right? That was the first Mishnah in our parak. Hamocher Esabayis, back on Daf Samach Aleph. Now, what about if you sell a yard? Hamocher Esachatzer. So then, Machar Batim Boros Shichinum Aros. If you sell a yard, houses open into the yard. So we assume you sold the house also. Because why would you be selling what? You're going to be able to use the yard, the front yard, without the house? So you must have meant the house is also included. Boros, Shichinum Aros, and also the water sources in the yard. That's also included. Lachor, or the caves, like the good hiding places in here. Because all of it is included, the Rashba says, because all have the same tashmish as the yard. Right? It's all like that. It's not like the house. People don't live in there, but it's all like the yard. That's why it is all included. It says the Rashba, time at the Milsa, Mishum Debayis, Eino Asui Lekfisa, Velo Lahashkos Behemos. You don't feed your animals in your house. You don't do the laundry in your house in those days. Right? What was the laundry? You have this huge thing of water, and you soak the. You don't do that in your house. It's going to make a mess. El Ladira, a house is for residence. That's why when you sell a house, the water outside is not included. But what's a yard there for, if not for laundry? That's what a yard, we do laundry. And that's what it says. Like it says earlier, that shutvim could be ma'akev about anything in the yard. Because it's hard for kfisa. Kfisa you have to do. Everybody has to understand that you do kfisa in the yard. Right? David HaMelech, David HaBatsheva. We know they did kfisa outside. Right? V'nimsa tashmash ha-chatzer v'habar tashmash echad l'fichach nimkaranima. Right? That's how you know that tashmash of a chatzer and a bar are similar, and that's why when you sell one, the other one is included. So, say if you sell a yard, included is batim boros, shichin boros. Avoloas a metaltolin. But metaltolin, let's say you have chairs in the yard, you have other things that can be moved in the yard, that is not included. Bizman sha'omelo huva komasha besocho. But if you say, I'm selling you the yard with everything in it, then harikulam machurin. Then all the outdoor furniture is included, because you're saying everything in it. But the Rishonim point out, as we said yesterday, this includes all items that are at least connected to the yard, like the outdoor furniture. If you happen to have your, refrigerator in the yard for some reason, because you put it outside there, you had no room, and it was yontif, you had a double fridge, so then that's not included. The yard fridge is not usually in the yard, so that's not included. Benkach, huvenkach, but either way, even if you say it's all sold, lo machar, lo as Americas, lo as beisafad shebesocha, if you have a bathhouse or an olive press in the yard, those are separate, different tashmishim, and therefore they're not included, even if you say everything included. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Hamocher es achatzer, lo macher es avira shel chatzer. Well, it says, no, if you sell the yard, nothing's included. All you mean is the yard. Nothing else, because you're just selling the airspace, literally, in the yard. The Rashbam again says, like he said yesterday and the day before, why don't you just see how much they paid for the yard? Wouldn't that be, you'll be able to see if the house was included, if the yard was included, if the furniture. No, ain't ona ala karkos. And therefore, you can never tell by that value. Tana Rabbanan, says the Braisa. Hamochar es achatzer, mochar batim. If you sell a chatzer, but mochar batim hachitzonim ubatim apidimim. Included in that, like the Mishnah says, is included in the house. You include the houses that directly open up into the yard. That's called the chitzonim. And you also include the pnimim, the houses that don't directly open into the chatzer, but the ones that open up into other houses and then into the chatzer. Both of them are sold. Ubeis hachulsaos. And you also sold the beis hachulsaos. What are those? So the Rashbam says it's like a sandy area in the yard, which people used. It was a cooler sand that seemed to keep things cooler than regular dirt. So people used to, they didn't have refrigerators in those days, right? So they used to put things into the sand in order to cool off. I mean, you just want to sit there to be cooler than the rest of the yard. So it has a different, somewhat of a different purpose, but it's included beis hachol saos. Again, that's what the Rashbam says. It is, where is it? Chosos karka she'afrochol. I'm sorry, I gave away, that was the Yad Ramah. That was the Yad Ramah's pshat, that people went there to cool off, and therefore, it was still used for, like a chatzer, therefore it was included. The Rashbam gives the other pshat. Yad Ramah argued on that. Chosos, the Rashbam, Pirshu bin Chananel, karka she'afrochol, they both say it's sand, she'motziyin mimenu zechuchis, that you get glass from that area. If you have perakama de Shabbos, like the Gemara in Shabbos says that glass comes from sand, right? Not that go ask the physicist. No, you go from the Gemara. The Gemara says that glass comes from sand. Hilkach makam chashu b'fnei atzma. That's why it is a makam chashu by itself, and that's the chiddush of the brisa. So let's finish the brisa, and then maybe we'll talk a little bit about glass and sand. Chanuyos psuchos l'socha. If there are stores that you own that open up into the yard, also nimkaras the mother sold with it. V'sheim psuchos l'socha. But if a store does not open up, and it opens up on the other side, einim karas ima. It's not sold with it. Psuchos l'kana l'kan. What if a store is open into the yard and has another opening? Then it depends on the rove. Elav elim karas ima. So then they are sold with a hare. The bachi is in hare elim karasima. If it's pasuch lakan lakan, so then it has an opening into the yard. Therefore, it's sold with it. Rabbi Elazar Omer hamocher as a chatzer lo mocher elam milusa shel chatzer. Again, Rabbi Elazar says if you sold the yard, no, you only sold the milusa, which is also another word for the air of the yard. That's it. You didn't mean to sell anything else. Amar mar psuch lakan lakanim karasima. The brisa says if it's open to the yard and to somewhere else, it's sold with it. But for tani Rabbi Chia inim karasima. Rabbi Chia is a brisa that says it's not sold with it if it has two openings. Well, kasha hadarov tashvish tayhu lego hadarov tashvish tayhu labar. It depends if what's the main opening. If the main opening is lego inside, so then it's sold with it. If the main opening is the bar, this is just the back entrance, so then it is not sold. It is not sold with it. Period. Okay, so the Gemara, the Rashbam quotes his Gemara in Shabbos, based on what explaining what a base chulsanos is this sandy area, maybe where they make glass from. There is a misconception, not such a common misconception anymore, but it is a misconception about glass not needing tevila. Glass, Caleb, not needing tevila. Right? Because why? It comes from dirt and a klicheres. A klicheres, we know, earthenware kalim, pottery does not need tefillah. So do glass. Comes from dirt, comes from sand, and therefore does not need tefillah. So this is wrong. Right? There's no basis for this in halacha that glass does not need. Glass might only need tefillah midrabanan. That's true. Glass might only need tefillah midrabanan, but that does not mean that glass does not require tefillah. All right, only pottery does not need tefillah. Maybe china. China, according to most poskim, also does not require tefillah because it is considered cheres. What about glazed china? So that is a discussion in the Achronim, in the modern day poskim. Rabbi Schechter, another poskim, say that because today's glaze, you look in the Aruch HaShulchan from 100 years ago, he says, oh, it's glazed, so therefore it needs tefillah. So Rabbi Schechter explains the glaze in those days probably wasn't as fancy and thin as ours. Probably had a thick layer, and it basically changed the status. And therefore, it would require tefillah, because then it's like glass, and it's not pottery anymore. But our type of glaze, which is very, very thin, so then many poskim say it does not have to be, does not have to be tovel. The Rav Heineman on the Sarkin website says maybe without a bracha. Maybe without a bracha to be safe, but again, many say that it does not have to be tovel. But all other materials, metal and wood and stone, there are discussions. So metal, for sure, yes, has to be tovel. Why metal? So the interesting tshuva in Rav Moshe. Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredeya, Chelik Beis, Imutu l'kohen, Lisa ba'airplane, Shemolichin shamesh l'kovor ba'eretz Yisrael. That's one of the famous tshuvas, big discussion. Right now they have, you know, separate compartments on the El Al airplanes to put the aronos, to put the coffins. So the question was asked to Rav Moshe, in earlier days, does it say what year this is from? No, it doesn't say. It was asked from Talmide Yeshivat Eitz Chaim be'Antwerpen, be'Medinat Belgia. Right? So he says, are we allowed to go on there? I don't know how many are going from Belgium, but you know, from all over. Are they allowed to go on the airplane? So says Rav Moshe, be'Avira Shekaran airplane, she'malichin sham meis l'kover be'Eretz Yisrael, aser l'koin l'kani sham, ki kol ha'airplane, af she'gadol tuva, v'yish l'makom l'mata, she'munucham she'masos, even though there are many parts to it, v'sham munach gam ha'meis, she'yish chatzitza ben ha'meis l'makom ha'elyon, she'yoshim shamo anashim, hanosim kulo, kli echadu. The whole airplane is one big kli. V'hu shalmateches, she'mekabelas tuma, u'memela eino chotzeitz b'fnei ha'tuma. It's all made of metal, and a davar ha'makabel tuma is not chotzeitz b'fnei ha'tuma. So therefore, l'chora, says Rav Moshe, can't go on it if they know. V'nitzma ha'koin b'tumas o'el b'meishu iser la v'asei. Ah, yesh la'ayin. Then says Rav Moshe, du'ulai rak elu mine matchas shenemru bikra. Maybe metal, or only the six metals mentioned in the Torah. Maybe if there's another metal that's used, that's not the halacha, that doesn't have the halacha status of metal, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma. What does it say in the Torah? Zov, kesef, nechoshes, barzel, bedilo, fares. Hey mekabel tuma. V'lobim minim achirim. So if you have something else, like aluminum, if you have some other type of metal, maybe that's not called a metal in halacha, says Rav Moshe. And if you have that compartment made out of that, aluminum, so then it wouldn't be mekabel tuma. V'ksas hayanira came. And maybe it appears that way. Why did the Torah list off the metals? V'lo bichlal. Why didn't it just say kol matchis? Klapishmaya galya. Hashem knows. Hashem knows. She'ika od mini matchis. Hashem knew there was something called aluminum, even though it's not in the Torah. Shalachin pirton lahashmienu shirak elu makabel tuma v'lo mini matchis acherim. Via airplane kimidume she'eno mishisha mini matchis elu. So maybe you could say that. Then he says, no. Aval efshar shekam min matchas ze eino min acher ela shehu nase mita'arovis minim elu. Maybe any other metal out there, not that these six metals, is really a product of these six. V'tzorach lachor le'daze. You got to figure it out. V'im yizbar shu min acher, if it's vaday a different min, shehaya ratzon Hashem yizbarach, she yizgale bedoros elu ha'achronim. Hashem wanted it to be discovered later. Haya note yose shalom makabli tumah. I'll be noted to say that the Dilavad Mimash Piratan Raya, She'en Lamela Flamini Matras Achair, they've Shishaksuvan Abon Ke'echad. Right? Six, why did Hashem list them if he knew there were others? Anyway, then he talks about that, then he talks about Oel Zaruk. Again, nowadays I think there's even more ways that they make the compartment with a certain amount of airspace on top to make it its own Ohel. There are either ways that they do it that generally the minhag is for Kohanim not to check and not to ask if there is an Aranon, because I think they put a lot of studim together in order to use them. But either way, so he talks about metal. So all metal needs requires a tevila. Wood and stone do not require tevila. That's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. Glass requires tevila. It comes from sand, but the Gemara in Shabbos explains. If you want a beautiful piece explanation of this, the Aruch HaShulchan also has it, explaining the properties of glass in Kufchaf. It's a simen on Tfilas Kalim, simen Kufchaf, Sif Chaf Hei. He explains, even though it comes from glass, it comes from the sand, but if it breaks, it has the property of metal that it could be put back together. Unlike cheretz, which you have to put back into the kiln, glass, if it shatters, forget it. But if it breaks, it has the status of metal, which it can be put back together. That's why midrabanan, Chazal gave it the status of metal for Kabbalas Tumah, for Tfilas Kalim, and therefore one has to tovel it, period. Right? That is the other misconception that is more well-known in Hilchas Tfilas Kalim, is that people think you can use it once without toveling it. Oh, I'm just using it once. That's also a misconception. You can't use it once, right? That misconception maybe came out of the fact that you don't have to tovel something disposable that you only use once. So maybe out of that they think, oh, okay, if you only use it once. No. If it's disposable and you're going to throw it out in a minute, so then, most posts can assume that you do not have to tovel it. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, and even if I'm too cheap and I keep my aluminum pans for 25 times, even until they go bad, that doesn't give it a status of a kli. It's still inherently disposable, and therefore it does not require tefillah. That some posts could say otherwise. Some posts could say if you're going to keep it, then you should tovel without a bracha. But either way, that is Rimosha. Interesting, I once had a case at a Talmud that called, and he was in Utah, and he called and said, we bought a pot, we wanted to make something, could I tovel it in the snow? Could I tovel this pot? There's all this snow around, am I allowed to tovel it in the snow? So I did not know, so I looked it up, and I found the Pisrei Tshuva. I found the Pisrei Tshuva that talks about it, that says that if you tovel it in the snow, generally you shouldn't rely on it, but for glass, since it's only tefillin midrabanan, maybe you can rely on it. Maybe you can rely on it. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva quotes at the beginning of Kuf Chaf. So this didn't help this guy because he had a metal pot. So it didn't help. It's Pisrei Tshuva right at the beginning. Kazem Sefer Chach was Adam. De Peshas Atchak Mutter Litvo Klis Chuchis Peshaleg Imhu B'makom Echad. That's what Rabbi the poskim say. You have to have a lot of snow together. I think I wrote it down. How much the poskim say you have to have? For my notes here. Here it is. Poskim say how much snow do you have to have? How many cubic meters? Rabbi Heinemann says you need 240 cubic feet of snow joined together. You got to have a lot of snow in order to be considered to translate it to 40 sa'ah. Right, you have to have 240 cubic feet of snow. So that's what he quotes. Put the tefillas of vadi midrabanan avolokli matkas to laharbi poskim u'minatora. So remember at the time, so I saw the implicit teshuva, but what are we pasking this way or not? It's like called by Willing. I remember the time I said, do we toll in the snow? He says, oh, the implicit teshuva talks about the Rabbanan. He says you can do it with the glass. Baruch Hashem, you have people out there that know pische tshuva is called. They have to look it up.
Is okay. It's a matter of quantity, or
why don't they say? Maybe it's a chashash, or even maker adin. Maybe this wasn't originally considered a mikvah. Is that called a mikvah now for certain purposes? I'm going to explain what the hesitation is. Okay, that's regarding a lineal tulis kalem. Sand came up and the glass. Weiter. What are we up to? Two dots. Rabbi Elazar Omar Mokhar Sachatzer Lo Mokhar Salav Yir Shachatzer. If you sell a yard, you only sold the air of the yard. Omar Eid Amar. Let's talk about different Lashonos. Three words that can mean Chatzer, but they have different connotations. Eid Amar Le Dirsa. If you say, call the Chatzer a Dirsa for the word Dira, a residence, to Kuli Amalo Pligi Debati Mashma. That definitely includes the houses that go into the yard. Because you say residence, that's what you call it. Ki Pligi Amar Le Darsa. What if you said darsa? That's a little unclear. Ma'ar savar tarbitza mashma. Some say darsa just means like the air, Rabbi Elazar. Umasar abati mashma. Darsa, no, the other one, the chacham say no. It also means the houses are also included. Ika da amre. Or, according to this first version of the Gemara, the Rashbam says that if he said chotzer, so then everybody would agree it only means air. That's the first opinion. Ika da amri, the second version, amarava. I da amri le darsa, tukli amri lo pligi da bati mashma. No, dira or darsa means bate, ki pligi da amri le chatzer. That's the machlokas. What does chatzer connote? Mar saver chatzer avir mashma, mar saver ka chatzer amishkan. One says chatzer means only air, that's your balazar. The other one says no, chatzer means chatzer amishkan. You look in the Torah describes the chatzer amishkan. Included in that is the Kodesh Kadashim, is the Kodesh with all the items inside, which are, because they have these rooms, the Rashbam says, they are like batim. They are like batim. They have these areas inside the chatzer. So therefore you see a chatzer could connote residence. Weiter. V'yomar Rav Amar Rav Nachman, machar lo chulsis u'metzula. If I sold a sandy area and a metzula and a dried riverbed, if I'm machzik in one of them, then I do not automatically get the other one. Why? The different usages, different purposes for each of these, so therefore one is not nicknamed with the other. 80, is this really true? Didn't we have earlier, and also in Kiddushin, if you sell somebody, if I'm selling you 10 lands in 10 countries, if I'm machzik in one of them, that kinyan chazaka works for all of them. So here you have two little lands. Why doesn't it work? So my answer is no. Hasam who's tisana da arachadu v'kulachad tashmishdehu. If it's all fields and they're all ultimately connected, all lands are connected, right? Sadana da ara, that's the way it works. But here it's two specifically different purposes for these areas, the riverbed and the sand dune, so therefore it does not work. The Rashbam here notes, what about the Gemara we had earlier? Let's say you're trying to be Kona two fields and you only machzik on one of them, it doesn't work for the other one. So Rashbam says that was talking about Nichsei Hager. Nichsei Hager, as we said, is harder to be Kona because there's no Das Acheres Machne. But here, if somebody's selling it to you, then you have all 10 Sadna Da Arachadu. Whenever this comes up, I mentioned the Sharm Sena Balacha has the suffix on this line. He quotes as a Kiddushin, do you at least limit it to continents? Because Sadna Da Arachadu, do you say the lands have to be connected? Or do you say that no, it means land in the earth. Maybe it's connected under the water, however you would hold of it. The Ika da Amre, different version. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Hechza Bechol says, Kana Metzula. Or Rav Nachman to the opposite. No, if you're maxing on one, you are maxing the other. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Amar Shmuel, Machal, Esa, Sada Vecholu. It's obvious. Shmuel says, 10 lands all over the place. No, Ma'al the Tema, you might have said, Hasamud, the Sada, Dara, Chadu. You might have said that, no, went by lands, they all have the same purpose. That's why Shmuel says what he says. Aval Hacha, Hatashmish, Lechud, Vatashmish, Lechud. But here, you might have said they each have a different purpose. So what? Kenya Chazak on one does not work on the other one. Kamash Malan, that it works. Kamash Malan, that it works. The Berakha Shmuel here has a Chakira in Kiddushin, Simen Tezayin. What does it mean that if I do a Kenya Chazakah on one of the lands, I'm Kona all the other nine? Does it mean it's as if I did a Kenya Chazakah on all the lands? Because let's say I do a Kenya Chazakah on one land. So even though I did a Chazakah on Makom A, I'm really Kona the entire field. So you already see that a kinyan chazaka in one place works for the whole area. So Zotu, maybe just expand that idea. You do a kinyan chazaka on one area, it's as if you did a kinyan chazaka on the whole world, all 10 lands. Or do you say no? The chiddush of Shmuel is that you do a kinyan chazaka on one land, you do not have to do a Kenya Chazaka on the other lands. It just automatically comes to you. Right, a similar chakira we had by Kinyanagav. Kinyanagav, you kone karka, and you metalzalin comes automatically. Does the kinyan for the karka work for the metalzalin, or you don't need a kinyan on the maisa kinyan on the metalzalin? So that's a question. The Bircha Shmuel assumes that the maisa chazaka on A just works for B. It works for all the other lands, but it doesn't mean that you did a kinyan chazaka on all the other lands. That's what the Bircha Shmuel assumes. The Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, one of his commentaries, the Chazon Yecheskel assumes otherwise. He assumes that no. Chazaka on one means you did a chazaka on the other. Okay? Weiter. Now we talk about words for the rest of the day. Hamochar es habeis habad, if I sold a beis habad. If I sold an olive press, mochar es, basically the rule of the Mishnah is, as Rashi explains, any kavua part of the olive press is sold with the olive press. Any movable part of the olive press is not. So hamochar es habeis habad, mochar es hayam es hamamo es hapsulos, all different parts of the press that are kavua, avalo mochar es ha'ivrim, avirim, es ha'galgal, es ha'kora. All these other parts you do not sell because they are not kavua. With mancha amar lahu v'chol masha besocha, or elu mechurim. If you say everything included, then everything is included. Rabbi Lazar Omer, amochar beis habad, mochar es ha'kora. No, if you sold the beis habad, you for sure include the kora, because the kora, the beam that presses the olives, is for sure a main part of the beis habad, and it's for sure included. Okay, what are these things in the Mishnah? Yam talafcha. Yam is the talafcha, the vat in which the olive oil trickles down. Mamo, what's mamo? Mamo mefarchasa. That's the crusher. Interesting that who explains mamo? Rabbi Abba bar mamo. Right, I didn't see anybody who makes that note, but I think we've discussed in the past that sometimes certain Amoraim get a nickname based on a certain famous phrase that they said. We discussed it for Ruvi Margolis in the past, and Maris Chayas has I had a comment a couple of months ago, I think, but I didn't see. Maybe he quotes this one over there too. Mamo, Rabbi Abba mamo. Besulos. Amr, what are besulos? Amr, Rabbi Yochanan, klonso shel erish v'amita menes ha-kora. They are poles, like two sister poles that hold up the korah. That's why they're called besulos, maidens. Avirim, kavshe, boards. Galgal, chumrusa, the big screw. Korah, korah, period. Tan Rabbanan, amokar beis habad, machras and asarim, v'se yikobim, v'se mafrachos, v'se rechayim atachtonos. All these things are sold with it. The crushers, the bottom boards, avolohel yona, but not the upper boards. Ubis masha amaluhu v'chomash v'sochar yikulum mechurin. If he says everything included, then everything's included. Benkach uvenkach lo machar lo asay avirim lo asash sakin lo asam martzufin. But he didn't sell the avirim, the little boards, or any of the bags. Any of the bags he used to transport the olives, because that's not included in the press. Rabbi Elazar Omer amokar beis habad machar es hakora shlonikar beis habad el al shum kora. Fine. Next Mishnah, Masnisa, and Amochar es Amerchot. If I sold a bathhouse, Lo Machar es Nesarim. I did not sell the Nesarim, the boards that people walk on the bottom. Why were these boards there? The Rashbam says either so people don't get their feet dirty or people don't burn their feet. Right? Either way, so those are not included. The guy could take his boards with him. The Esas Falem, also not included are the cups that they used to use to pour the water on themselves. That's Abalanios for the towels. That's all separate. All of them are included then. For sure, even if he says everything's included, he did not include the Megoro Shomayim, that's the water sources that are the brechos, the pools that the water goes from there to the bathhouse, or the wood, the firewood, the closet of firewood, which they brought wood from, that also was not included in the sale. Tanur Rabbanan, Hamochar es Amerchas Mochar es Beis Nesarim, the S base, how you come in. If you sell Amerchas, you include the base Nesarim, which is the place where they put the Nesarim, the splinters, the leftover wood, after they use the bathhouse, and the base, how you come in. The turbans, because they gave out free hats after the bathhouse, so you don't get a chill, right? My mother always used to say, 80% of the heat goes out through your head. It's cold outside, put a hat on, right? So they gave out turbans after the bathhouse to cover their heads. The S base has fallen, the S base have elos. They are included in the sale. The base, the closet where they kept the cups, and the closet where you kept the velos, also other types of materials used for the bathhouse. Avolo, esanasarim atzmavlo, you come in atzmavlo, esfalim atzmavlo, velo, atzman. The areas where they used to kept these, that's a kavua part of the bathhouse. But the turbans and the cups and the towels themselves are not sold. Ubizmach, amalo, hui, v'chom asha besocha, hariklum mechurin. If they say everything included, then everything's included. Benkach, uvenkach, but either way, lo makar, lo esabrechos, amasapkos, lo mayim, but they didn't sell the pools that are outside that feed water into the bathhouse. Bein bimosachama, bein bimosachshamim. In the summer or the winter, either one, they are not sold. salt. The low base kinas eitzim, and also they didn't the place where they keep the wood in order to use for the fire. That's also not salt. The imam alo base amerchas v'chol tashmisha v'ani mochel lecha kulan mechure. But if they sell all the tashmishin, that's what he says, not just everything included, but all the use, all the tashmishin. So then everything is included. Wow, we got up to tomorrow's daf already. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.